Greetings, everyone. Welcome back to the 12th episode of Candidly Eclectic. Today's episode is all about snacks, and we snackers, do we prefer salty or sweet? Do we make our own snacks? And when we snack the most, and special snacks for special events? We'll discuss all that and more. So, let's get into it.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a snack person?
When I used to binge eat snacks, yes.
Okay.
But now that I'm watching what I eat, not so much, minus right now. But
Okay. I'm more a snack person than a meal person, which I know is, like, bad.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm. You just gotta try to not think of, substitute the cravings for something else.
Okay.
That's what I do. So, like, when I got off what you do, I would, like, I would bags of chips, like, everything. I needed that crunch. But then I just realized all that isn't truly worth it in the end.
Yeah.
So I just don't think about it. I think because of the, I'll get into this later, the Weight Watchers.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Do you snack often?
I sample snacks often. Like, I'll get a bag of Goldfish, like a single serving bag. I'll eat, like, a handful out of it, and then I just won't eat the rest for hours or a day or two. But, like, it's like I want to taste several different types of
snacks. So you're more of a, like, what's the right term? So you like to appetize every snack.
Yeah.
So you're more of an appetizer eater.
Yeah.
So how, like, the hors d'oeuvres, that's what we call them, hors d'oeuvres, and you just like to sample each little tiny thing. Okay, that makes sense.
Yes. And then it makes the snacks last longer because I'm eating
and then
over a certain amount of time instead of one sitting.
Oh, you know. Jack and Goldfish, my younger brother. My mom would get, like, the big boxes from, like, BJ's or Sam's Club. We'd be drunk. We'd have to hide them.
Oh, gosh.
Because Jack would sit there, like, get the... You know the box I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Put it in the living room and sit there and eat the entire box in one sitting.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah.
Okay. How about you? Do you...
No.
Okay.
I used to. And, like, I would... I think it was more, I was using snacking as a suppressant before I got into something else. I would snack like there was no tomorrow. But if I don't crave it, like if I'm literally going to walk down to the pantry and open it and I'm like, oh, I'm one butt. Chips. I go to reach for it and I have to rewire my brain saying, is it worth eating half a box or half a bag of chips? And I always tell myself no, and then I drink water or distract my brain from telling myself that I'm not hungry, I don't need it.
Okay. So,
not anymore, but I used to.
Okay. All right. Little rapid fire round.
Oh boy.
You can be, this can be like when you used to be a
snack. All right, I'll do this as when I used to, not
or when you are now, whatever you want.
We'll do when I'll do a mix.
Okay. Do you prefer salty or sweet if you're eating a snack?
If I'm eating a snack, so if I'm telling my brain I want a snack, salty.
Okay. I go sweet normally.
Okay. I used to go sweet. Oh, my God. You have no idea how many candy bars I would eat in a day. Like, at our old job, at we used to work together. And Wawa was literally on break
five minutes away.
And I think you and I ended up meeting there one day. And we just sat on break together in each other's cars. And we had our windows down. And we're just like, hey. I had, I think, four candy bars. Do you remember the Kit Kat bars and the king-size Kit Kat bars?
Oh,
the king-size Reese's? Oh, my God. Those were the days. Not anymore, though. I'm not a sweet person anymore.
I
I think because, like, my teeth are so sensitive, I don't mind if we do a mini road trip.
Yeah.
And then we grab, like, Sour Patch Kids or, I just think it's, if I'm in the mood for something sweet, yes. But if it's, like, what was that candy bar? Snickers? I think it was a Snickers or a Milky. Oh, I was obsessed with Milky Ways. Three Musketeers.
Oh, okay.
I would keep them in the freezer, and then that would be like my midnight snack. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The only like salty thing that I still routinely reach for is popcorn.
Yeah, and I remember you telling you're a popcorn connoisseur.
I am.
Which is weird.
Like my advent calendar last year for December was a popcorn.
Oh, nice.
And it was a different gourmet popcorn each day. It was great. Until I got to caramel apple pie popcorn, and I was like, oh, no, thank you. Oh. No, 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 no. No, thank
weird.
You. And it was like a caramel popcorn with apple pie spice in it. And I was like, this is not my favorite thing.
Yeah, that's... Cause like isn't popcorn supposed? I don't. I love kettle corn. Like if we go to a fair, that's what we should do. We should try to go to a Pennsylvania fair or somewhere. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry. We are so sidetracked right now. It's been a while. I love kettle corn.
Kettle corn is great.
Like I don't mind eating popcorn. Like Skinny Pop, I like.
Skinny Pop is really good.
Like I could. I'll take back. It is salty. But I did munch on that, like, an entire, like, two bags over last summer, because I was, like, just going through a weird phase. I'm like, I'm watching a movie. I need some popcorn.
Yeah. I'll even do, like, soft pretzels or, like, regular hard pretzels. But, like...
I can't do hard pretzels. It hurts my teeth.
I
had to like literally put it in the back and gnaw on it. I feel like a chipmunk, like the pretzel rods.
Yeah,
but I'm that. So soft pretzels I can do. I just have to take the salt off. I literally have to. You've seen me do it.
Yeah.
I wipe off. I pick every ounce of salt off, and then I literally have to let the pretzel sit for a little bit, and then I can eat it.
Yeah,
I just don't like salt.
Mm-hmm. I'm like. The pretzels and the popcorn I can do.
Yeah.
But anything more than that, like a salty chip or anything, makes me
like normal, like normal potato chips?
Normal potato chips.
Like what about Doritos and...
Like I can do Doritos because if it's the nacho cheese ones.
Yeah.
But like...
I can do
the ranch ones, all that.
I love the ranch ones.
Too salty for me.
Really?
They
I think
make
it's
me
too
thirsty.
Tangy. Some of the Doritos are like a little tangy.
When I used to work at the high school, in the food, the purple bag of Doritos, like the sweet and spicy one.
Okay.
Children were obsessed with that. And I was like, I tried it one day and I was like,
what is everyone's obsession?
What is happening to my taste buds? Okay, so then, so you said you used to have the sweet tooth, right?
Yes, not anymore. So I'm guessing for the next... One.
So, for the next one, sweet or salt or savory?
I'll go savory then.
Okay. Yeah, you do eat a lot of, like, when I see you, like, take a small snack, it's, like, the meat sticks or whatever.
Yes. I am a big Slim Jim fan.
Yes, that's what they're called.
Slim Jim. Or the dried beef stuff.
Jack links?
No. Oh my god, they're like in a bag and like they come in like a giant. We brought them to camping the one time.
Jerky?
Yes, beef jerky. Okay. Sorry.
We're like, we will remember it. We are capable.
Yeah, so like with savory, if we go camping, I would definitely bring like maybe a couple packs of beef jerky.
Because
it's protein.
Yeah.
So yeah. What about you?
I'm gonna say sweet still because the savory stuff sometimes overwhelms me.
Okay.
And, like, I like a good beef jerky.
Mm-hmm.
I really like a good bacon jerky.
I've had chocolate-covered bacon. That's his, like, that's, like, a sweet and salty.
Mm-hmm.
And that combination, yeah, I had that years ago, was totally not what I was expecting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you get the chocolate, but you also get this, the saltiness of
mm-hmm.
the bacon.
Yeah.
Which I liked. So, yeah. All right, what about you?
Okay. I've also tried chocolate-covered bacon.
Mm-hmm.
My taste buds were very confused afterwards.
I have to bring up your one snack when we're done the rapid fire.
Oh, the peanut butter hot dog.
Yes!
Oh, everyone's like, okay, we're going to talk about
So what would you put that under? I think you would put that under salty and savory.
Yeah.
About, mm-hmm. well, the peanut butter's, okay, explain your snack.
Yes, so if I'm eating hot dogs, I put peanut butter on the bun before I put the hot dog in the bun.
So do you boil the hot dog, right? Or do you nuke it in the microwave?
I boil it or I grill it.
Okay. Grilling is good. Okay. Yeah, because you got me to try that the one day at work when
and
we used to work together.
And then we let all the kids try it who weren't allergic to peanuts.
Oh my god, I was thinking of that the other day. I was like, huh. I don't think I could eat it now.
If I can't do like mustard or relish or anything.
I have to eat a plain hot dog, like just plain Jane,
mm-hmm.
with not even ketchup. We should do that when we go camping. Just
that would be fun.
We can just boil them or something,
or put them on the roaster.
Yeah, and then put them. Yeah.
Twist it. I guess that's technically a savory, but I normally eat that as a meal, not a snack. So
I can't. That's more of like a desperate snack for me.
Okay.
But if we ever go camping, we're definitely gonna bring peanut butter. Peanut butter hot dogs. It sounds gross, but the way
really good.
Surprisingly it's not when you first told me it was I wanted to like knock your head off, like, what are you talking about? Like, are you nuts? Is there a screw loose or something? And then you brought it in and you had me try it, and it wasn't that, it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And, like, there are other cultures,
mm-hmm.
I can't remember which ones specifically,
mm-hmm.
that do, like, meat and peanut. So it's not completely out of
field. They have Chinese food that has meat and peanuts in it.
Yeah.
And it's
Thai
like,
food, I think, also.
It's some kind of chicken. Cashew chicken.
Oh, yeah. So I'll switch the next one up just a little bit.
Okay.
Instead of sour or sweet, do you prefer sour or savory? We're kind of doing like, okay, you answered this. Which do you prefer better?
Oh, boy. Going back to my childhood, probably sour, because we'd always do the Warhead challenges.
Oh, brave souls.
Oh, yeah. We would always get, like, the big bag of Warheads, and then in the car rides, we'd just blindly pick, and you'd have to open, and you'd have to eat it.
Oh,
and Jolly Ranchers I love, as long as they're sugar-free.
Mm-hmm.
Which, they still taste like normal Jolly Ranchers. I've had them before. Sour or savory? I'm gonna go a little bit of both, kind of.
Okay.
Because of Sour Patch Kids.
Okay.
Kind of, sort of.
All right.
And then the gummy worms and like the sour gummies.
Mm-hmm.
What are the ones you got me? You got me into them. It was like the not the sharks, not the gummies.
Not the gummy sharks with the white
gummy sharks.
Underbelly.
It's like
the trolley sweet and sour ones.
Yes. Yeah. It's because we did the sweet and sour snakes.
Mm-hmm.
We brought them on the camping trip.
Oh, the twin snakes.
Yeah, twin snakes.
Yeah. And one side sour, one side sweet.
But you have to eat them together.
Yes.
Because it defeats the purpose. If you separate them, you're not going to get the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm going to go sour also.
Really?
Yes.
I'll take you for a sour person because you. When I told you about the Warhead Challenge, you made a face of like, I can't believe you did that.
Warheads are a bit much for me, but like.
We're going to do it.
But
just
like,
once.
If I do, like, gummies, I'm grabbing sour.
Gummy bears.
Like, sour gummy bears.
Yeah.
Sour Sketty. The twin snakes.
Yeah, twin snakes.
Crawly. Sour gummy worms. And then I like, what's it called? It's like a baby bottle pop, but there's sour powder instead
of. Oh, it's
of
sour baby bottle pop.
Oh, okay, that works.
Or, what's the, Fun Dip.
Fun Dip's a little bit sour, like the sour Fun Dips. I like those. So. Crunchy or soft snacks?
Soft.
Crunchy.
Well, okay, hold on, take that back.
Okay.
A little bit of both. I'll just do a little bit of both because I like the crunchiness of the chips, but I also like the softness, like, of a pretzel.
Okay. That makes sense.
So.
All right. Chewy or firm, like solid food? In my defense, these ones came from the internet, the rapid fire questions.
Normally,
I think them up. This
like,
time I
chewy, like gum?
Chewy, like gum, gummies.
Okay.
That kind of stuff.
I'm gonna have to go with chewy.
So am I. I'm like Tootsie Rolls and stuff.
I can't do Tootsie Rolls.
I
like Tootsie Rolls are off my list completely.
Mm-hmm.
Lollipops, like the Tootsie Pops I can do, the Blow Pops, that I'm going to refrain myself from. The lollipops have the gum in the middle.
Yeah.
They're
charms.
Yes,
they're called
or charm lollipops. Those I can do, but Tootsie Rolls, like the miniature ones and like the long ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember the ones that they would be like this thick?
Yeah.
Like the double or whatever they were called. I can't eat them.
Okay. Yeah, I'm reaching for gummies or Tootsie Rolls because my mom's obsessed with Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah.
So. I ended up, like, liking them a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to swerve to if you're drinking soda.
That's not really soda, but...
Coke or Pepsi?
Diet Coke or, like, Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola or
Pepsi. I'm going to actually have to say... I've actually been drinking... I've been reaching for Pepsi more because it's a little bit sweeter. But since I don't really drink soda that often anymore,
it
doesn't. Like, I'll do called Hoppy Water, which is, like, zero calories, and it has, like, a citrusy taste to it.
Okay.
Which is my go-to now, and it's, like, my summer thing now. So.
Okay.
But in the summer, we do have sodas. Like, we have Diet Coke, we have, we usually get Sprite, because... Other family members like different stuff, but since I'm not a soda fan, I'll get my own stuff, which is like the seltzers, that you put like the club sodas.
Okay,
so what about you?
Coke.
Normally. You are such a Coke person.
I am
a Coca-Cola person. Sorry, gotta watch what I say.
Which is why, like, and you'll hear more about this trip later.
Yeah.
But we just were in Florida.
Oh, my gosh!
And we did, like, the Coca-Cola rooftop bar.
Yes.
And we did the around...
Drink around the world, but
tray.
Yeah, but it was a Coca-Cola version.
So it was, like, what Coke provides in
different
countries.
Yeah, in different countries.
Do not try the Beverly.
No. If you want to try it. Just don't let your friends trick you into trying it.
Yes.
And then telling you are being initiated.
The rite of passage.
It's a rite of passage, absolutely. Did I pass?
You did.
Okay, I passed. Thought I was going to be sick, but...
If you had been sick, you would not have passed.
No! No, all right, we'll get back into that story for the next episode.
Yeah,
but
next
we,
episode.
That,
episode
that's where we were. We were in the Coca-Cola place. It was really, it was a cute little rooftop bar.
And the
minus
were,
the wind.
Yeah.
And,
and
it
how
was,
loud the live music was.
Yeah, but that guy was like, at least had to have been in the, what do you call that thing? Kind of like the center square section in that area of Disney Springs. You know what I'm trying to say. He was like a couple feet.
Courtyard?
Yeah, courtyard. Kind of.
Courtyard?
Yeah.
Maybe?
We're going to, sorry.
We're going to go with that.
Yeah, we're going to just go with courtyard. But he just amped up. And like, you couldn't even hear the music from the building that we were in over this guy's music. And it was, he was playing a guitar or something?
Yeah.
It was just blasting. Mm-hmm. Which I thought, wasn't a fan of that.
Yeah.
We'll get back into that later.
And the Coke store was cute.
Yes, it was. I bought a nice pair of Coca-Cola pajama pants with the bears on them.
They
and
were very cute.
They are so comfortable.
Okay.
Anyway.
And then final rapid fire.
Okay.
If you are at like a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer cake, ice cream, or cookies?
None.
Okay.
I can't. It's all that sugar. It just bothers my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And the ice cream I can't eat because it's too cold.
Yeah.
And it, my teeth are like super sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was at a birthday party in January for my family member, I snagged a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, it's the only thing we're going to be able to eat. Well, they had, like, pizza. They had, like, miniature hoagies from Wawa. Like, great. Loved it. I truly did. I just wanted a cookie because I wanted something sweet to get rid of. And I got judged for eating a cookie.
Oh.
That's why I don't eat much anymore. But what about you?
I'm kind of the same way. Like, it's all just kind of.
And I feel like I have to be in the mood.
Yeah.
So, like, we have a birthday coming up for my older sister.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll probably do, obviously, cake.
Mm-hmm.
I won't have a slice.
Yeah, I'm like,
I'm not trying to be rude,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, I can't.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
And I'm, like, weird. Like, in the sense that
I don't think I've ever seen you eat. Even like when we did our New Year's, when we had, did you make cookies or did you have cookies? What did
we had cookies.
We had cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I think we tried one.
Yeah.
But I think I ate like three bites or like two bites and I was like, I'm done.
Yeah. Well, my favorite cookie is oatmeal raisin. My favorite ice cream is chocolate marshmallow, which is hard to find.
Ooh, I like moose tracks.
Okay.
So it's like, it has like a little bit of, it depends. Like in the summer, if my mom wants to go to the ice cream parlor down the street from our beach house, we'll walk there. And that I'm okay with, as long as it's hot enough that I'm not like, but I'll get a small in a cup.
Yeah.
I don't do the cone anymore.
Well, I'm wrong. I have three favorite ice creams because it's hard to find all of them.
Serendipity ice cream, which is not there anymore, and I'm so upset.
My favorite that, like, I can get at a grocery store is gonna be the chocolate marshmallow.
Okay.
My favorite from a ice cream shop is at Leo's Famous Yum Yums.
Mm-hmm. I've
206.
I've heard about it because someone that you're still friends with, I think that's where they go, but I've never been there.
They have something called the Sinatra.
Oh, like Frank Sinatra?
Mm-hmm. And it's supposed, I think they said it's supposedly like his favorite.
Wow.
And it's apricot ice cream with with chocolate chunks in it.
Sorry, that is my natural reaction to, I don't like apricot. You, oh my God.
And then my favorite, like, that I used to get as a kid was orange sherbet.
Okay. So like orange creamsicle, like, mm-hmm. on the beach. That's what we used to get.
So, like, as you can see, my favorite, like, to get out is citrusy. It's not, like, a...
Like lemon sorbet?
Yeah.
So, like, the only time we eat that is at a restaurant at the beach. Because, mm-hmm. like, they give it to you.
Yeah.
And you have to cleanse your palate. So, mm-hmm. that I'm fine with. That so, I can, like, do.
A lot of the time, and my favorite cake is a chocolate raspberry.
Okay.
Or lemon... Lemoncello? Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm like, I really find that I tend to lean towards the fruity flavors.
Okay.
And cookies, cakes, and ice cream don't normally, at birthday parties, have the fruit flavors.
Unless you get them specially made.
Yeah. So, I'm like...
It's always, like, chocolate chip, mm-hmm. Raisin, or, like, M&M's, or...
So I'm, like, not a big fan of birthday party sweets. Okay. And that is the end of the rapid fire round.
Okay. What is your favorite healthy snack? I'm not going to judge you. You should know my healthy snack.
I don't know if this is considered healthy, but I like... peanut butter dipped bowls.
Okay.
Because I know some people are like,
peanut butter
is not healthy.
Well, it's small amount.
Yeah.
If you cut an apple and, like, half, you eat that apple, mm-hmm. with a little bit of, I'm not saying, like, you take a huge chunk of peanut butter. It's like you just have enough, mm-hmm. just it. Yeah, that's fine.
I'll do, like, one whole apple sliced up,
mm-hmm.
with, like, a teaspoon of peanut butter and just, like, dip a little bit with each bite.
Now I really want peanut butter, but I can't eat peanut butter anymore. My favorite healthy snack? Carrots and hummus.
Okay.
I love hummus. Like, I'm... But now that one of my kids in my work has a hummus allergy, I can't really... The only time I'd be able to eat it is almost on the weekends. Mm-hmm. I'm like... But I still don't want to take that chance.
Yeah.
But...
I can't do hummus because of the texture of it.
Ah.
So... Yes. All right.
See if you can answer this question of mine. Yeah.
What is your favorite unhealthy snack?
Take a guess. I think you should know this. Let's see how well we know each other.
I'm going to fail at this, so I already know. Is it? I'm blanking. It's so bad.
What is the one thing I used to get all the time?
I'm blanking. Oh my gosh, the computer. Okay, we're good. We're still rolling. Hi, friends.
ramen. Cup of noodles. Okay. I would, like, the chicken. Not the chicken. I can't do the chicken. But the beef and the shrimp.
I don't consider them snacks. I was going to say.
Oh, no. Those are my snacks during one summer. And I literally would go into the grocery store and buy three of each.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally would sit there and just, I'd be like, oh, I'm hungry.
Ramen.
All six of them.
Oh, gosh.
In one night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
The sodium.
Exactly. And I don't eat it anymore. And now, after this episode, I just want to get one. But I know I shouldn't. So I'm not going to. So that is my favorite unhealthy snack.
Okay. Mine is going to have to be. And I can hear my mom being like, why? I just love gummies. Like, gummy worms, mm-hmm. gummy bears, gummy butter beer, gummy sharks with the white underbelly. Gummy snakes. Gummy the world. Have you ever seen them? The gummy world?
No.
It's like globe, but it's a gummy. And you just...
And have you ever made your own gummy bears?
I have. I have. It was fun. And
it's just too much of a process. I'm like, only this big.
Mm-hmm. And they did all that
effort you... Because someone gave me a... It was boozy bears. But they were gummy bears, but they were... I do not drink anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I'm just trying to clear that out because I don't think we've, that'll be a later episode. We were doing boozy gummy bears.
Oh.
One weekend with, this person. It was like, the process was fun. It was like Jell-O, making Jell-O.
Mm-hmm.
So like, booze filled Jell-O bears, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun, but and then knowing how much booze went into each tiny little thing,
mm-hmm.
you never got the effect until you hit like the 20th one. Then you're like, whoa! So, yeah, it's not worth it.
I made
regular gummy bears.
They weren't bears.
Oh.
They were gummy rings.
Okay.
Because I had a mold.
Mm-hmm.
I even made or attempted to make gummy frogs once.
Oh,
because I had the chocolate frog mold for the Harry Potter party we did. But the mold was not like something you could pop. It was like a metal mold.
Oh.
And the gummies kind of were like. And I was like, this is not working.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
I was like, oh gosh. Because, like, chocolate holds the mold.
Yeah.
But the gummy, there was nothing to, like, press it down into.
We should do one day. We should just do, like, make our own gummies.
That would be fun. And I do, I don't know if you've ever seen them, but they're called Poppin' Cookins. It's the Japanese candy. But
okay.
But it's powder, and you add water, and you make the candy yourself.
Oh.
It's the... My friend once described it as, and I'm not going to say her name because I'm not friends with her anymore.
Okay.
She was a high school friend.
Mm-hmm.
But she was originally introduced them to me and was like, it's like Easy Bake meets Lego.
Like Lego bricks?
Yeah. Okay. Well, or like the creativity behind Lego.
Okay.
But you're making candy to eat. I'll have to do one with you. It's
fun. That sounds interesting.
But they have a make your own gummies one.
Oh.
And you can make like, I think there's 4 different mold things you can get. And you can make like dolphins, sailboats. It's really cute.
Nice.
But yeah, they're not healthy. But I eat them way too much.
Maybe that's what I'll give you for your birthday. Just a bag. Like a miniature basket of just like random assortment of gummies.
When Five Below used to have their Haribo wall, I don't know if you used to go to Five Below, but they would have like a wall in their snack section of like 18 different types of gummies from the Haribo company.
Oh, Haribo. I thought you said hair bows. Like... the thing that I wore in my hair yesterday for the, sorry.
Seriously.
I was like, hair bow? I'm like hair bows? Like the bows you put in your hair? Haribo. Okay, the company that makes the gummy bears.
But it was, you could get like 5 packs of Haribo, any of the 18 varieties for 10. And I was like, this is great. And my mom's like, we cannot come here anymore. My mom was like, oh no.
You are banned from getting this stuff.
And they had miniature frogs.
Okay.
With the white underbellies. And they were great. And they also had the sharks with the white
underbellies. We go back to AC, the candy store in AC.
Yes.
Maybe when we do a dry run.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a side trip to the candy
store.
Oh, the, okay, sorry. This flashback. like candy necklaces and bracelets. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Those were my all-time favorite.
Look.
And like, but the thing is, like, if you get them in school and then you're sitting there and you know you have another class.
Yeah. It's like.
Yeah, you're going to be gnawing on your wrist and the teacher's going to be like, you okay over there? Yeah, I'm just biting my wrist over here. Smarties. I used to love Smarties.
Those are good too.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what we used to do with them off air. Okay. I can't say it on the air.
We used to fling them at the teacher.
In necklaces?
No, the Smarties. I did not. I was a good seed. But some.
I was a good seed, too. I was a golden girl.
Some of the kids in my class,
mm-hmm.
friends who might be listening, this was 10 plus years ago, so you cannot come for me now.
I don't think.
But these, the same kids who set fire to the tables in our classroom.
What?
Okay, side story, because it was the year when Axe body spray got real popular. And we had tables very much like the ones we're sitting at now.
Mm-hmm. And you would have like two people per table. Okay.
And it was like two people, table.
Yes. That's how my classes were.
And so these boys, who shall remain nameless,
mm-hmm.
for purposes of legal, I don't know the statute of limitations on this, and I won't say whose class it was in. But it was the teacher that we normally had was on maternity leave. So we had a long-term sub. And that's when all these shenanigans happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys sprayed the entire table top with Axe and then lit it on fire.
I'm sorry.
And somehow it did not set off the fire alarm. And as soon as the Axe burned up, it went out. And
we trying to do a magic trick or something during school or something?
I don't know, but then...
How dumb.
Yep.
Like, I understand you're in high school, but...
Oh, no, this was middle school.
Middle school! How dumb can you be to light school property on fire?
Yep.
During school!
And I was just sitting there like, these ding-dongs. And, the teacher who we had, who was covering, would turn their back,
mm-hmm.
and the same boys, same mm-hmm. group, because, and they, like, prided themselves on being, like, bad kids. Like, oh, my gosh. And they've all shaped up and turned into very well-respected human beings, from what I've seen on Instagram. But they would flick the Smarties. They would, like...
Oh, like... They stand them up and then like
stack them,
yeah,
and then take their pencil and like fling. And I'm like,
that's a lot better than what I used to do.
I'm like, why are we cannonballing the Smarties at the teacher's booty?
Oh, your middle school was a lot weirder than mine. It wasn't until high school we started doing the guy started doing this with Smarties.
I was like, friends, what are we doing here?
All I'm going to say is the guys used to crush them.
Oh, God.
And then.
Yep.
Yeah. I did it once. And I just couldn't stop sneezing. And then I got a bloody nose.
I know that one time I was like falling asleep in geometry.
Okay.
It was the first class of the day. And I was like, nope, I need something. So I actually crushed, like, 5 Smarties
mm-hmm.
and poured the powder into my water bottle, shook it up, and then drank it. Because I was like,
Pixie sticks.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. Okay. Sorry, we are so off topic, this is, like, okay. If you ever needed a pick-me-up, especially during marching band. Yes, I was in marching band. Yes, I'm a band geek. I don't care. I'm very proud. So the color guard
mm-hmm.
and marching band, they all did, like, on Fridays or something, they would do pixie sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Before, like, if we knew we were going to have a long night, like, oh, let's get your energy, we're doing pixie sticks. I'm like, oh, God. I think I've seen so many color guard girls who I'm still friends with. I'm friends with one of them. Out of the 4 years of high school. But they would do pixie. They would call them. Pixie stick.
Okay.
Like they would shoot like down them to see who could down it the fastest, and they would do at least the one person. I don't remember her name. Oh my god, it was my freshman or sophomore year, I think. This girl would one pixie stick over the next one. Over the, I was like, that's like 10 in under a minute.
Gosh.
And this girl was wired. Like, you need to calm down. But it was like every time we had like, And then the one year they got giant pixie sticks. I'm like,
oh no.
That can serve the entire band. Like, the entire band. Yeah. The one giant pixie stick can serve the entire band. Nope.
Oh my god.
It went just to the color guard, and they still had leftovers after the competition. And I was like,
gosh,
no one's sleeping. Sorry for the side stories.
It's candidly eclectic.
Yeah.
They will learn, if they listen frequently, that this happens a lot.
Yeah. Trying to get back on track. What is your all-time favorite snack?
Popcorn. I should have known that answer. As I look at my popcorn from yesterday sitting on the recording desk.
Oh.
I went to the aquarium.
Oh, nice.
I think it was $12 for that whole bucket with the lid, and it's a collectible bucket.
Yeah.
But not my favorite popcorn, but it's popcorn.
If you don't like it, then throw it out.
But it's popcorn, and I like popcorn.
But you just said you didn't like it.
No, I said it's not my favorite. It's not.
Then why
salty? As I look.
Then add more salt to it.
But I don't like super salty stuff.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna add. This is gonna sound so wrong.
Peanut butter.
No.
Sriracha. Hot sauce.
The technical term for it, and I will post a picture on the Instagram for Candidly Eclectic to prove this.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Orville Popping and Popping Oil.
I've heard of it.
And that's what you put in your popcorn machine to pop stuff.
Yeah.
And then you
and that's what it seasons.
That's what brings out the salty flavor. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to add some more pop and topping oil. And a little bit of salt, and we'll be fine.
Okay. Oh, God.
How about you? Do you have an all-time favorite snack?
Now, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I take that back. I really like veggie straws.
The chips?
Chips and the actual straws, too.
Okay.
So...
very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever toured a snack factory? If so, which one?
No, but it wasn't a snack factory. It was more of a bread factory when we were in California.
True.
The sourdough.
We did the sourdough bread. Bakery walk.
Yeah. So does that sort of count?
Yeah, I'll count that.
Because we ate it. Mm-hmm. We got free Mickey bread.
We did. That was very nice of them.
Yeah, so I'll count that. But an actual snack factory, no. But sourdough bread making in California, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking up the one I went to now. Because I think it's...
I've been to other. I've been to breweries in the past. I've been to wineries in the past, but never a snack factory.
My grandpa... He was a huge...
Wait, does the fudge kitchen count?
That can count, too. That
like saltwater taffy?
Yeah, that can count, too, because they make it right there.
So, technically, yes, I have. And the place in by our, down the, in Medford, by us, that candy place, mm-hmm. Riley's.
Yeah.
They do the behind-the-scenes thing with the conveyor candy belt thing.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, yes. I take my answer back.
Okay. Like I said, my grandpa was a huge fan of like pretzels.
Yeah.
And so we went to Lancaster and I looked it up, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And there's like one, two, three, four, five, six different pretzel factory tours.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember the exact one we went to, but we went to the pretzel factory.
Okay.
And not like the soft pretzel factory, like Philly pretzel factory.
Yeah.
But like one of the hard pretzel factories.
Yeah.
We went there and we got samples and we were able to bring home to Grandpa for his birthday fresh pretzels. Jeez. That same year, Nana, my grandmother, she got Build-A-Bear because she collected teddy bears.
Yeah.
So we got her a Build-A-Bear, got Grandpa pretzels. It was a great year.
Nice.
But, and I remember that, but I can't remember which exact one it was.
Yeah.
So, we'll leave it at that.
There you go. Have you ever developed a taste for a weird snack that people have judged you for?
I already answered this.
Yes, you did.
Peanut butter hot dog.
Yes. Oh, I judged you big time on that.
You, the first time I told you I ate that, you looked at me like I had a disease.
Yes, I did. I looked at her like I had, like she had like 10 million heads, and I was like, seriously? Oh, I judged her hardcore. But not anymore, though. Like, since after I've, but years since I've had it.
Yeah.
It's been over 12, right? Yeah, over 12 years.
Yeah.
Way over.
So, yeah, because
we might have
like...
to. Have to dabble back into that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still eat them all the time.
So. Oh, well, I don't, because I would get made fun of and grossed out at home. Anyway.
Do you have, like, a snack?
Yes.
That... Okay.
Cottage cheese and pickled beets mixed together.
I'm sure if you like those things.
I love cottage cheese. It's, but it's, so people, so I do... I'm a beet fan. Like, I love beets. Gold Harvard, freshly made. So good.
You're on, like, my birthday cake this year, then.
Huh?
You're on, like, my birthday cake this year.
Are you
then?
Making the beet chocolate?
Mm-hmm. Yes!
Oh, wait, no, I've had that before. Right? We made it. You made it. Mm-hmm. And then I brought some home. And it was really good, and I ate the rest of it. And my mom goes, so, did you eat it? I was like, yeah. Yeah, so cottage cheese with beets, like mixed with a little bit of beet juice.
Okay. This, I worded it strangely.
Yes. I was trying to answer it. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Do you have a strategy for buying snacks? Like, do you buy a lot of snacks at once, or do you just buy a snack when you want a snack?
I just buy it when I want it.
Okay.
But, like, my mom, on the other hand, like, since we have, like, three other people to feed them, plus if we have a party, we have to, like, ante up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so buy, like, 4 to 5 bags of chips.
Okay.
Like, a bag or two of pretzels, like... And then the extra bags go in the garage in our shelf.
Okay.
You've seen my garage, like the shelving. Well, like if it's me just buying snacks for myself, if and when I'm in the mood, I just buy like what I want and then I'm out.
That makes sense.
But I have to be in the mood for them. If I'm not in the mood, I won't buy them.
Okay. That's kind of how I am too.
Yeah.
Like I'm just, like unless I'm, like heading to work and I'm craving something and I just buy it and then I eat it when I get home. But normally it's like, oh, I'm a little hungry, let me grab something.
Grab and go.
Yeah.
Have you ever created a snack or food combination? You already answered this.
Well, I
only that one snack.
I didn't create the peanut butter hot dog. I swear my friend found it in one of the teen magazines. Some actor or somebody in a teen magazine said that his family eats them. And then she, who had a crush on the actor.
Oh, was kind
like,
of
like
teen magazines I used to read.
Like a J14.
Yes! I used to love those magazines.
Teen Beat,
stuff
like
that.
Yeah. But she
I wonder
had
if
a...
we can look that up to see who it was.
We probably could. We'll do a little research later.
Yeah, we'll do that later. Actually, you keep talking. I'm going to look it up. Since
We were talking, and she was like, let's just try it. How bad can it be? And famous last words, because she hated it. And I was like, this
she didn't
is
like
actually
it.
Great. Yeah, she was like,
Oh no.
And then later on, a different friend, I found chocolate banana peanut butter, and it was really good, but it was not good on a hot dog.
Ew.
The
look I gave you when you told me about it, I just gave you that look right now after what you just said. Yeah, no thanks.
And I don't think I even created this one,
mm-hmm.
but in middle school, seventh grade, we had to come up with a snack that we could market to our friends.
Okay.
And so we made candy sushi, which was for us.
Was it from Daily Beat?
No.
Okay. Now I'm trying to, because when I said famous person who liked peanut butter hot dogs,
mm-hmm.
it automatically brought, oh, never mind.
But
I can't find it, but it's just bringing me to, like, different pages.
The candy sushi that we made was a Rice Krispie treat.
Cool.
Rolled up into a ball.
Okay.
With Nerds in the middle. And then...
Hanging! Sweet!
And then the whole thing got wrapped in a fruit roll-up.
Oh my god! Okay, I've heard of them. But if we were ever to try to make that now, I think, and I've been into it, I think it would make my entire mouth cringe.
Yeah.
Cause like
it probably would, because it's so sweet. It's like, wah.
Fruit roll-ups, I used to love them. Or fruit by the foot. Not good for you, but still fun.
How about you? Have you made
cottage cheese and pickled beets?
Okay. I didn't know if that was considered.
I don't like, since I love beets, like, I can eat them out of the jar, whatever. That's, like, the only thing I can think of. So. Or, technically, as a kid, I would do peanut butter and jelly. And then before putting the two pieces of bread together, I would get potato chips and put them on the inside. So it'd be a sweet and savory. Salty.
I just found who it is.
Justin Bieber?
No.
No?
Nathan Kress. He played Freddy on iCarly.
He's the one?
Yeah. I don't know if this is real, but it's on Twitter.
Okay.
X, whatever you want to call it.
I still call it Twitter.
And his verified account, or an account that has his picture, his name, and the blue check mark says, exactly, peanut butter on hot dogs is also delicious.
Mm.
And I thought that's who it was, but I didn't want to say that without...
All right, well, we officially have confirmation. It's Nathan Kress. Thank you, Nathan Kress, for it. You actually got me hooked on it. But I definitely would like to retry it again.
Oh, we will. We will.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you snack at big events such as parties, New Year's Eve, and the Super Bowl, or do you have a meal instead?
I do snack.
I do too.
So New Year's Eve, hanging out with you, we just have like snack food.
Mm-hmm.
We did get the dumplings and the, what else?
Boneless chicken.
Boneless chicken, which was very good, by the way.
It was so good.
Super Bowl, we just snack because we have, like, veggie tray. We have hoagies, but we wait till, like, after halftime to eat the hoagies. And then we bring out the wings. Veggie tray was more for me because everything else I really couldn't eat. I could, but I'd only be able to eat, like, one or two.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying some of the weight loss project thing. Pigs in a blanket, which are delicious.
Weenies in bikinis.
Mine's better. Pigs in a blanket.
I.
Wait, do you, when you make them, mm-hmm. you just get the miniature weenie and you just wrap it in the dough and that's it? You don't do anything else in them?
I wrap
them.
So
they're just plain Jane.
I put a little bit of seasoning in them.
Okay. We do is we cut them, the miniature weenies, miniature hot dogs, we cut them in half. Mm-hmm. In half, but not fully all the way.
Mm-hmm.
My mom does a ketchup and mustard mix.
Ah, okay.
So we mix it and we spread it on the inside, and then we get cheddar cheese, shredded, mm-hmm. shredded cheddar cheese. Try saying that 10 times fast. Woo! And we just sprinkle that, and we just get the dough, mm-hmm. and we just wrap it, and you put it in the oven, and it's so good.
Okay.
And then we have the honey mustard to dip them in.
It's
pretty good. I'll have to, next time I make them, I'll have to bring you some.
Okay. That would be good. And I also, like, not weenies and bikinis, but I'll take hot dogs and mm-hmm. I'll turn them into octopus.
Okay.
Shapes.
Yeah.
Like, when you hold it and then you cut the bottom half into eight little arms.
So, kind of like turning into, like, a firework thing.
Yeah.
I call them fireworks. I don't know why. Because it reminded me of the toilet paper roll crafting. Mm-hmm. Cut it.
And it's just like, it's a little octopus. It's fun. I love the sea. I love the ocean.
Okay. When do you find yourself snacking the most?
Nighttime for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad, but nighttime.
I used to be like that.
Bless you. Thank you. Sorry, friends. I sneezed. What is a snack you don't particularly enjoy but still eat it when you have to?
I don't think I have one.
You're going to be shocked by mine.
I truly don't think. Oh, salt and vinegar chips.
Oh,
I had not.
Mm-hmm.
Like the vinegar, I just can't.
Okay.
Even just the smell of them makes me.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Okay. You're going to be shocked when I tell you mine.
Okay.
M&M's.
You don't like M&M's?
I don't dislike them, but they're also not something I reach for
if I have
a choice.
Take that back. But no, I haven't had M&M's in a long time.
Like,
they used to be my go-to snack. When we used to work together, because mm-hmm. that would be like my afternoon fuel.
Yeah. But like M&M's, I like them, but like I said, it's not something I'm ever like, oh, I really want an M&M right now.
Oh,
so, but like if they're there,
mm-hmm.
I'll just eat them.
Yeah. Oh. Name a snack you cannot. Name a snack you can never get tired of eating, but is not your favorite.
Chips.
Really?
Yeah, just like I call it mindless food. It's just
yes.
food that you can just keep putting in your mouth
mm-hmm.
and eating and not thinking about, oh look, the whole bag's gone now.
Yeah.
So for me, it's not my favorite unless they're covered in chocolate. Like chocolate covered potato chips are pretty good. Way better than the chocolate covered bacon.
Really?
Yes. But I like dark chocolate on them, not milk chocolate.
I can't do dark chocolate.
Right? I like dark chocolate because it's a little bit sharper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit healthier, supposedly. How about you? Do you have a snack that you can just eat without thinking about, even if it's not, like, your favorite snack?
Slim Jims.
Okay, that's fair.
I love them. Like they're not my favorite, but at my old job mm-hmm. before this one, I would on break literally just come in with like 3 to 4 Slim Jims, and that would get me through the rest of the.
Okay.
And like my one coworker, I still call them my coworkers because like we still talk and mm-hmm. They want to take me out for graduation, dinner or something one day. Anyway, for Christmas, They went away to Florida for a week, and they had me wash their dog, and I was able to stay at their house.
Mm-hmm.
And for a thank you, they got me like the giant size, like 3 to 4 Slim Jims. I was like, oh, this is too funny. And I literally was starting to go through a miniature withdrawal, kind of, because I was like getting overly tired of eating them. So I purposely hid them from myself when I got home. And then I found them again. I was like, oh, like a couple months later, oh, I forgot I had this. I bit into it and I was like, oh. I was like, yep, we're starting to get tired of this.
Okay.
But it was like maybe once in a blue moon.
Okay.
No, I had one when we went to Wawa on our trip. I got the, now my thing is, it's the half, it's a Slim Jim, but it's like the beef or whatever.
Beef and cheese.
Beef and cheese stuff. So I eat them both together. I can't eat them separately.
Okay.
So.
All right. If you pack snacks, like when you, if you're taking food to work or when we're camping or whatever, do you make homemade snacks to take or do you buy snacks to take?
Buy snacks.
Same.
It's like, just so easy. Like when we go to Pittsburgh, my mom like brings healthy snacks, like oranges, clementines, apples. Yeah. And then, like, cookies for, like, and then chips and pretzels, because everyone has different, that we do. But if, nah, it's better to buy them.
Yeah.
And it's easier. I know, I understand, like, we're not able to make gummy bears while we're camping, because we don't have a refrigerator.
If it's cold enough, we can do it.
Oh, I have all the high-end, high, they're really nice, ice packs.
True.
That and is true. When we brought them for that weekend, we were still pretty frozen.
They were. They were.
No matter how hot it was nice. What about you?
I'm the same. I'm just buying them. It's so much easier.
It is. It could be costly a little bit, but it's still, it's easier than having to, like, I don't mind doing, like, cucumbers and cream cheese or whatever, or, like, a dip, but if you're going on a trip, like a car trip or something, and you have something that needs to be refrigerated, like we have a cooler, but it's only for like sodas.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to be able to sneak, or like, unless you want the veggies to be squished.
Yeah. See, we had a car refrigerator for a little bit.
We did too, but it was still only used for like sodas.
Yeah.
It would plug into like the AC adapter or something. Yeah.
Except for camping, like when I go camping with my mom and stuff, we'll prepare like snacks and bring them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where do you get your recipes?
Internet. Mm-hmm. Internet or cookbooks.
Yeah.
Like, I have a lot of cookbooks, so I just do that or the internet.
Yeah.
And some of my best recipes that I found on the internet, I'll write into, like, a empty cookbook, recipe book.
Yeah.
And then just keep them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. How about you? Or do you just, like, make them up?
Well, the one recipe, Sicilian chicken that we make every year for Mother's Day, it's my dad's friend's recipe. But there's no measurements of any ingredient. It's just, it was more of a
measure with your heart.
Yes. And it's really good. So, but if it's like, I don't make snacks. Like, if I'm going to do it by hand, I don't do it. But if I do have recipes, they're usually in an old cookbook of mine or in magazines.
Oh, okay.
That's where I get like the crock pot. The crock pot ones that I've made in the past. That's a crock pot magazine that I have. And like my mom's recipes too. And like for hamburgers. You can't really mess up hamburgers, but I always, if for 4th of July or something or Memorial Day, and since I'm gonna be home, for Memorial Day since I'm working. I do my own, like, hamburgers, but it's my mom's recipe.
Okay.
And I always ask her, hey, do you have that recipe? But she'll bring it down with her, so she'll just screenshot it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last time I made the hamburgers, actually, the way I made them weren't bad with the seasoning. Actually tasted a little bit better.
Okay. What is in your ideal snack mix? Like trail mix, but it's all your favorite snacks.
So like, you want me to put gummy bears? You want to put ramen in it?
Oh, that would be interesting.
Ew!
A variety of textures.
Ew. Even that is a little too much for me. Well, I like trail mix the way it is.
Trail mix is pretty great.
Raisins. I usually do, like, Honey Nut Cheerios sometimes, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, raisins, Honey Nut Cheerios, peanuts, cashews. So, we have the salty. Or just, like, or we already get the trail mix that's already made. Like, the pub. Mm-hmm. We call it the pub mix.
Oh,
have you ever
okay.
seen that?
Yeah.
It's like, so then, and then we just add, like, anything else that we want. I've heard someone say that they do, because at work they did, like, a friend's trail mix. With certain kids having allergies and everything, you have to make sure there's no nuts, there's no pine nuts in it, there's no hummus-related stuff, ingredients. Mm-hmm. Like, but they actually did, like, Lucky Charms cereal. Like, the cereal plus the marshmallows plus, like, the raisins and the M&Ms. Like, mixed it all It's pretty genius. I kind of want to...
Okay.
I kind of want to try that.
Okay.
We should make our own trail mix.
We should.
You know, or I'm just going to cheat anyway. I'm going to get the pre-made stuff and just put everything else in. Look, I made my trail mix. Or Chex Mix.
That's good, too.
I haven't had Chex Mix in, like, forever.
I eat Muddy Buddies a lot, which is, like, the chocolate-covered rolled in peanut butter. I really like peanut butter.
I know you do. And I thought... Somebody else really likes peanut butter in my family.
I'm the same way. Like, mine would be, like, gummies, popcorn, Muddy Buddies. And, like...
Have you ever made Puppy Chow?
I think that's
similar. So, for people who don't know what Puppy Chow is, yes, it sounds gross. Because, like, when I first heard Puppy Chow, I was like, you're eating dog food?
Mm-hmm.
Like, ew. All it is just... Chex mix, but covered in. Let me actually look this up really quick. I know it's just Chex mix covered in like peanut butter with like confectioner sugar on it. I think
it's the same as Muddy Buddies. Now.
Yeah, but it's like
a different flavor.
Yeah. Yes, aka Muddy Buddies. Ever only 4 ingredients, no butter, and very. Like, it's just all it is just Chex Mix.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, that's all it is.
It's pretty good.
Chex cereal, peanut butter, I was right, and powdered sugar. That's it.
Yep.
That's all it is.
Okay.
But it's white, though.
Yeah, because it gets tossed in the... All right.
Final question.
Okay.
What was the last thing you snacked on?
Popcorn.
I know, as you just said.
I thought, like, eyeballing the popcorn.
Yes.
And if you haven't snacked since the Flower and Garden Festival, that counts, too.
Yeah, that's probably the last time I snacked.
And technically... Minor spoiler for the next 2 episodes when we discuss our trip. The last thing we snacked on there...
Was the terrarium thing.
Yeah, the chocolate mousse
terrarium. Which was... Oh, good. That was really good.
It was.
I would so... Tyler, we can make that ourselves.
With matcha crumble and chocolate soil.
Yeah, it's just... crushed Oreos... And, but the matcha soil was, because it was green, that's why.
I wonder how you can make that.
It looks like it was just like a green powder.
Yeah. It was good.
It was so good.
All right.
What was the last thing you said? Oh, you just said popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn.
All right. All righty then. And with that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. And as always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com or follow us on Candidly Eclectic Podcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. New episodes drop on Wednesdays. We'd love to hear from your feedback. We hope you have an awesome day, and we'll see you again next week,
where we will discuss
our Disney trip.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Bye, guys.
Bye.